I'm used to performing. I do stand-up comedy, and I run a trivia night at Alewife Baltimore, so I'm used to people either I'll plug it later, trust me. I'm used to people either heckling me or just being weird. A lot of shows at Wind-Up Space are very interesting crowds. So you guys have been really supportive to everyone that's been up tonight. It's been really cool to watch. Give yourselves a hand real quick. Pat your neighbor on the back. All right. No, I'm just like, how long exactly do I have?
You have 3 to 5 minutes.
3 to 5, can I go for 5?
You have 5 minutes.
Okay,
you have a
all right.
Five. Why is
this? My subject matter is a little bit of a departure from what's gone on. I didn't encourage heckling, sir. My subject matter is a little bit of a departure from what's gone on earlier tonight. Say again? I need to, can I get a stool up here? Because I need to reach over here at some point. Oh, that's perfect, actually.
This one guy is really happy that this just happened.
Good. I'm glad I made your night. Okay, so I am not a primary source on this story. I am a tertiary source. I heard it from the father of the guy who was involved, but the guy was at the table, so I guess that makes me secondary and a half. I had a friend who went to college out of state. Let's say his name was Peter, because I can't remember his name. He went to college out of state, and he came home for the holidays right around this time. And he saw his family, he saw his friends, he decided to go on a high ride with his friends, because he's 19, what else are you going to do? For the sheltered, naive parents in the audience, a high ride is when your children decide to drive around and smoke pot in their car with their friends. If they do it with the windows up, as Peter was, it's called a bake. See me after the show. I'll have a printed glossary. It'll explain all of this. So they're driving around the back roads of Baltimore County near Lock Raven, and all of a sudden, whoop, whoop, the red and blues in the back rearview mirror, they get pulled over. Steven, let's call him Steven because I've never met him, and he's probably not going to complain about me calling him Steven. Steven in the back seat says, guys, give me everything. Give me all your pot. I'll hold on to it. I'll say it was mine. That way, if anyone gets in trouble, I'll take the heat for it. So everybody hands their stash back to Steven, and Steven dumps it on the floor because Steven is an asshole. So the officer they roll down the windows while they're still cruising to a stop. They're freaking out. The officer walks up to the driver's side window and asks for the license registration. Does not say anything about the very obvious smell coming out of the vehicle. He goes back to his cruiser. A couple minutes later, two more cruisers roll up. A few minutes later, two more. And if you guys have ever seen Super Troopers, like the way that the cops are screwing with the kids in that movie, like driving ahead of them and then reversing to pull them over and the whole like the meow game, the people in the car don't know what to think. They're freaking out. So finally, six of Baltimore County's finest are strolling up to this car at once, and Peter's in the driver's seat. And he leans over, and the police officer goes, yeah, I know, it's 2 a.m., but it's my character, so fuck you. The police officer goes, son, where are you boys headed tonight? And a car full of four 19-year-old college students in a Honda Civic that smells like weed at 2 a.m. in the backroads of Baltimore County decide to say, Denny's. Son, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle right now. So they do, and they're lined up along the side of the road. And the officer says, I'm going to need to search your vehicle. Peter doesn't know any better. He's still an impressionable young suburban kid. And he says, okay. Officer one leans into the back seat, starts rooting around on the floor. Officer two pops the trunk, goes into the back of the trunk. And right now, if I had my sack of props, this is where I would open a suitcase and start pulling out like a horse head mask and a sombrero and a magnifying glass. I planned this out. So officer one obviously says, I found some marijuana in the back seat here. Right around the time officer two pulls this out of the trunk and says, who does this belong to? And Peter says, that's mine. And pretty much everyone knows that they're in for a world of shit right now. Peter, Steven, and the other two guys who I never met and will never meet and will never know their names, they're lined up along the side of the road. They're waiting. They're waiting for the other shoe to drop. And the officer says, son, why don't you play us a little song? And Peter says, there's only one song I know. I see you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like... And the officer stops him and says, hold on. All right, go ahead. I See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you. So he sings the entire song all the way through, and Peter and his friends are pretty sure they're about to get the shit beaten out of them by a bunch of cops at 2 a.m. on the back roads in Baltimore County. No one will ever find their bodies. And the officer says, son, you had a lot of balls tonight. Now get in your car, go to Denny's, and don't ever let me catch you back here again. So I know, but his father corroborated this story. They all get in the car and they drive away. They are actually going to Denny's now, whether they meant to or not. And they look in the center, and this I had a hard time believing too, sir, but corroborated by his father. They look in the center console, and all the weed that Steven dumped in the back seat is in a neat little pile. Thank you all very much. I had an excellent time.